Hello and welcome to what is now episode 12 of my podcast, What Just Happened? Surviving and Thriving in the Family Court. This is Timothy Sweet of the Law Office of Timothy M. Sweet or Sweet Family Law. We are using this podcast, for those of you who haven't listened before, as a kind of bridge or connection or a guide to help you get across the toxic swamp that is the family court with at minimal expense, minimal stress, and just trying to get you from A to B and onward and upward with your life. Thank you for joining us. If you are new or a repeat listener, today I want to focus on depositions, and they have a negative connotation as being both unnecessary and expensive, as well as awfully ineffective. But in fact, depositions serve a certain purpose, believe it or not. Not everyone knows exactly what a deposition is. Some people think that a deposition could be an instrument of torture used in the Middle Ages to see if someone is or is not a witch. And many believe that depositions are modern instruments of torture. Some people believe that a deposition is a great many things. It is not. A deposition is only this. A deposition is simply the taking of witness testimony outside of the courtroom. You can have a deposition in a hospital. If you are deposing someone who may be dying, you can have a deposition in jail. If you need the testimony of someone who is unavailable because they are incarcerated. But for the most part, deposition is simply the taking of one or more witness testimony outside of court. Just like in court, the witness is sworn in, they raise their hand to God and promise to tell the truth, and then they sit down and do anything but. Depositions can be particularly helpful in an instance where you have a single issue case, and that issue can be ferreted out, the truth or non-truth of the matter can be determined by one or two or three witnesses, and there's only one issue at play. So what does that mean? So a single issue case is in my case, it's often, say, a divorce where the couple is not fighting over assets or who's to pay what debt or alimony or the marital home, but is just fighting solely over, say, placement or custody of a child or children. And then if the custody of a child is the only issue at play, and the custody of that child seems to be clear-cut except for a single allegation, say child abuse, and there are witnesses to that abuse, then the deposition can be very helpful and maybe even compulsory to determining what happened, whether the child was abused, under what circumstances, and what context, and so on. So you call those witnesses in, you swear them under oath, they sit down in a drab office room, and the stenographer writes down every word that both lawyers ask them and every word that they answer. And those of you who are, say, maybe as jaded or as cynical as I am, say, well, isn't the witness just going to lie anyway? And maybe that's the case. Maybe the witness you depose does lie, but at least you know what lie they're going to tell that day. Because I will tell you this, in my experience, when a deponent sits down and lies under oath, then that is the same lie that they are going to tell in court if the matter does go to trial with a judge in a courtroom on the witness stand. Because even an unsophisticated witness is going to tell the same lie in court that they tell when they're being deposed. Almost every time, more often than not. And it can be very, very helpful for lawyers in parsing through the nonsense and trying to resolve a matter to know exactly what lie a certain witness or witnesses are going to tell. So a carefully curated and executed deposition can be very helpful to move a single issue case along. The truth can be malleable in the judicial process. Witnesses forget, or they leave the jurisdiction, or their allegiances change between husband and wife. It's a human process, and a deposition can be helpful. That is my thought on depositions. Episode 12, What Just Happened? Surviving and Thriving in the Family Court. My name is Timothy Sweet. Feedback is always welcome.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.